Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Chaf Aleph, Sota 21b, pagination is 42. We're starting from the end of the small lines, counting up from the wide about 7 lines, dealing with a topic entitled Chosid Shota, a foolish person of righteousness. The person looks like he's very righteous, he's a chassid, but the Mishnah told us, Mevalei Olam, these are people that destroy the world. And we have a theme here that something might look like a mitzvah, but in reality, it's a distortion of what Torah law demands. Heichi domi chassid shote. What's the example of a foolish righteous person? Meaning he's wrong. Kigon, we have an example. Dekatova itza benara, a woman is drowning. Va'omar, and he says, lav orach ara, it's not sneistic, it's not proper, li'istakulei bo, for me to look at her, va'atsula, and to save her. And therefore he doesn't. And that's called a chassid shota. We recognize that he's doing it out of saintliness, but he's a fool. He's wrong. The Taisvis over here gives another example from the Yerushalmi. Ro tinak mivaveya ben nahar. He sees a child bobbing in the water, and he has to go save the child. Omar, and he answers, I'm busy doing a mitzvah. L'chasha echlutz tefillin atzilenu. When I take off my tefillin, then I'll be able to go save the child. Achu cholitz tefillin. Meanwhile, while he's getting off his tefillin, hotzizes nafsha, the child died. Hashem protect us. And again, you could have examples. Here we're giving very stark examples. But there are other cases that are more subtle, where a person claims religious permission not to do whatever the calling is, and in reality he was supposed to understand that the mitzvah at hand has to be done and everything else has to be put on hold. The original example of the Gemara is a classic halachic discussion, the same discussion about a male doctor treating a female patient, that if it could be done in a business-like fashion, in a professional fashion, and he is the best person to do the treatment, then that's not called istaklus shel chiba. That's not looking in the way of taiva or endearment, any improper thoughts. It's a professional relationship, and the various shilas that are dealt with that principle, obviously, a person in a practical situation should ask a shaila and see how the halacha applies in his particular case. The Gemara continues making reference to the Mishnah regarding a Rasha Arum, a sly Rasha. Often, the Rasha makes it look like a mitzvah, but really he's doing an act of wickedness. And the Gemara gives an example. A person who makes his position tasty to the Dayan, he presents his angle, perhaps just with the words, I'm just asking, I just wanted to know what the halacha would be in such a case. Kodem sheyavo baldin chaveiro, before the other litigant is present. And we have a halacha that a dayan is not allowed to hear one side of the case without the other side being present. Simple understanding is because he ends up in his mind favoring on some level, first impressions, favoring that position, and that's coupled with another principle that a person, if he's not in the presence of the other litigant, will present his case a little bit more favorably than it might truthfully be justified in being presented. And if the other litigant was present, he would be able to object. You're wording it a little too strongly. That's not how it happened. But once he gets first dibs on the Dayan's ear, everything is swayed in favor of that first litigant. And then if the Dayan were to hear that case, he would already be biased in favor of the first position that he heard because it was presented independent of the other litigant. This is a Rasha Orum, a sly Rasha. He makes it look like he's just, you know, trying to move the question towards the Bezdin, and he's just trying to get things rolling. But in reality, he has done something very significant in bypassing good, honest judgment. Another example, Zahanosen Dinner La'oni, a person who gives a coin to a poor person. Sounds like a very good thing to do, act of charity, but it's Lahashlim Lo Masayim Zuz, in order to bring him just above the poverty level. There's a specific amount of money that a person can have. Until that point, he can still take charity. Once he's above that threshold, he cannot take charity. But the rule is that if he's beneath the threshold, a person can give him even a lot of money at once, and he's allowed to take it because at the time it's being given to him, he was still poor. Once he gets it, he has money. But this person comes along and gives him just the right amount to get him above the poverty level, actually doing him a terrible disservice, so that now he will not be able to take a more significant, reasonable contribution from another person. Again, going back to the Mishnah, Mavle Olam, people who, it may look like they're doing good things, it may look like their claim is saintly, but in reality it's destructive, and they're not conforming to the guidance of Torah. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.